You're listening to Free to Flourish Radio, Season 2, Episode 20. Welcome to Free to Flourish Radio. I'm your host, Gemma Sands, and this is your weekly dose of inspiration and encouragement to help you live a heart-led life. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode. As always, I am super excited to be here with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. This really is one of my favourite things to do each week. So before I dive into this week's topic, I just want to very quickly talk about a couple of new things that have been kind of going on for me, things that I've been kind of working through and considering and putting into action. And the first is something that I've been doing for a few weeks now. It's a new project that I am really excited about, and I do hope that you're going to join us. And that is weekly live meditation calls. They are completely free. And all you have to do is tune in to a number that I provide and just listen in while I guide you through a very short meditation, somewhere between about 10 and 15 minutes. And the calls happen every Wednesday, 2 p.m. UK time. And it's just a lovely way to just tune out of what's going on and really reconnect with yourself and just bring some calm and some peace into your week and let that energy take you through the rest of the week. Although I encourage you to join live, if for any reason you can't because of time zones and things like that, I do send out a recording. So if you are interested in exploring meditation a little bit more or just having a nice little shot of calmness and mindfulness to your week, then I will leave a link in the show notes where you can hop on over and you can sign up and you will get your invite to next week's call. And I would really, really love for you to join us. It's a beautiful space each week. So that's the first thing I wanted to tell you about. The second thing I wanted to talk about is this podcast. And as I said at the beginning, this is one of my favorite things to do each week. And I've really been kind of moving my focus away from kind of writing blog posts, and a lot of the stuff that I've been sharing, I've just felt really called to do this. And a lot of the stuff that I've been sharing is, been here on the podcast and also in my weekly emails that I send out, where I do send out kind of real deep, soulful insights into what's been going on for me, what I'm learning, you know, similar to the stuff that I share here. But when it comes to this platform, I've been wanting to really think about how I can open up the conversation a little bit more. And you guys seem to really respond to this format of, you know, me talking about what's going on for me in my life, sharing some insights, sharing some tools around things that you can apply to your own life. But I just want to open up the conversation a little bit more. And so I have some great guests that I am excited to bring to you in the next kind of sort of few weeks and months. And I have some great conversations lined up. And it's not really an interview because it's not scripted. There are no questions as such. But I just wanted to bring other people onto the show whose story has really inspired me in some way. Who perhaps have gone through a period of transformation in their life, or they have really stripped back a lot of stuff to get to the core of who they are. And I wanted to bring them on the show so that they could share their experience, they could share their story to just help inspire and motivate and uplift you a little bit. So that's kind of what I wanted to tell you about today. I'm just playing with this at the moment. I'm seeing how it goes. I'm seeing how you respond to it. I certainly won't be getting rid of the regular episodes of me kind of talking about what's going on for me and sharing sort of my insight and some coaching tools and tips and meditations and all that sort of stuff. That will continue, but I just wanted to kind of add something into the mix, and we shall see how that goes. So look out for those. I think I'm probably going to have the first one scheduled in a few weeks' time. So keep an eye out for that. Something that's kind of come up for me a few times, and if you're a long-time listener, I talked a lot about this towards the end of 2015, and it's kind of come up again for me over the summer, and it's something that I shared recently with the people on my email list for my weekly emails. And it's really this concept of when is it the right time to push forward and take action versus when is it the right time to step back and make space. And the reason this has kind of, or the reason I want to talk about this today is because I feel there's this real collective energy at the moment of change and new things being on the horizon. And I feel like so many of us are starting to be led in new directions. And with all this kind of change and this energy swirling about, it can be quite a confusing time. And as I say, it's something I went through towards the end of last year where I really felt, I really got to a point where I was so far out of alignment with what I wanted for my life, and all the actions that I were taking were so far out of alignment with the things that I valued and were most important to me, that I kind of had this mini breakdown around it, really. And I sort of quit the internet for like 2 months and took a real step back. And when I kind of re-entered the world, I had a very different focus, and I made a lot of change around my business and where I was going and who I was working with and all of that sort of stuff. And that manifested it in a really big way for me. It was a really dramatic change. Over the summer, I've kind of had a similar experience, but definitely not on the same scale. But I found myself not so much out of alignment with who I am and what I want, but I kind of found that little signals were coming in for me about different directions to take. And it wasn't that anything felt wrong with the direction that I was headed, but it was just that new things were starting to pique my interest a little bit. And so I was getting a little bit confused because I'd been working, you know, towards this particular vision that I had. And then all of a sudden these new things were kind of coming into play. And I was a bit like, okay, is this something I need to follow? Am I kind of getting distracted? And it became a little bit confusing. And so I realized that when, from previous experience, when this kind of thing has happened, the best thing that I can do is to just take a step back and to make space and to trust and surrender. And this is one of the hardest things for me to do. I am definitely a person who, I think like many of you guys probably are, who likes to control and manipulate and really likes to know where I'm headed, and kind of getting into this flow is not something that comes naturally, and it's something I really had to work at sort of over the last few years. But I've been doing a couple of things that have helped in this area, and I'm going to talk about them in a bit more detail, but basically they are meditation and journaling. And before I get to the specific techniques that I've been using to really make space and listen to that guidance, I just want to read a couple of things to you that actually came up for me when I was journaling. Okay, and the first is this. Suffering swells when I only try to swim upstream. There is a time for that, but there is also a time to just be with what is. I'm just going to read that one again so that can really sink in for you. Suffering swells when I only try to swim upstream. There is time for that, but there is also time to just be with what is. And then I have written after that, I've written underneath that, what if I step back from continuously trying to get somewhere else and just anchored into where I am? There's a time to make things happen, but there is also a time to accept and appreciate the here and now. We won't be in this phase for long. And so that kind of came up one day when I was journaling, and then I really kind of meditated on that and let that sink in. And a large part of the work that I do with my clients really involves creating a vision for their life and their business, if that's relevant. A vision that's based on their values, based on who they are at their core, what their sole purpose is. But then also setting intentional actions to move towards that. And on a personal level, I do this as well. So I have kind of my life vision, and then I set monthly intentions, which then feed into kind of weekly intentions. And it kind of works like that. And this has always worked for me. But as I say, I kind of went through this period where I started to think about what if always being forward focused means that actually I'm missing out on the current experience. And, you know, nothing stays the same. Everything changes. So if we're constantly focused on where we're headed, then we're missing out on what's happening right here, right now. And this is never, you know, we're never going to experience this again. And so these are all sort of questions that came up. And I started to really consider what it would look like to live the full length and width of our life experience. So instead of constantly wishing I was somewhere else or striving to get somewhere else, what would it actually look like if we allow ourselves to feel into what's coming up for us right here and now and move through that? And so I just want to read out something else which came up in my journaling as well. And that was, you cannot escape where you are by simply wanting to be somewhere else. Be present where you are and move through it. Experience the rich fullness of life, the light and dark, the ups and downs. And so I had these things come up for me in my journaling and sort of, you know, very similar recurring messages. And as usually happens in this sort of thing, I started to see similar thought patterns wherever I went. So other people were sharing the same sort of thing in blog posts and on social media. And I think that, as I said, there's just this real collective energy at the moment of change and things coming up. And so over the summer, what I've sort of done is step back a little bit, and rather than pushing and striving and aiming for particular goals, I've just really let go of stuff and opened up and made space and let things flow. And it hasn't been easy. It's been kind of terrifying at times. It's been a really amazing experience. And when I've opened up and created that space, I've been guided to, you know, new paths and new directions that just feel so amazingly in alignment with who I am that, you know, I can't wait to get up every day and work on things and do things. And so I guess I'm just sharing this because if you have also been feeling in this space where you're maybe tired or overwhelmed, or you've been pushing and you've been taking action and yet you're not kind of getting where you want, things aren't manifesting in the way in which you expected, maybe it's time to take a step back. Maybe it's time to appreciate where you are right in this moment and not worry so much about where you are headed. Maybe it's time to create space and then really tune in and ask for guidance, listen out for guidance. And there are a couple of ways in which you can do this. So for me, as I said, meditation has worked amazingly well in creating space. I've had a solid meditation practice for years, and obviously I teach meditation, so I'm really passionate about the benefits of meditation and mindfulness. But even just a couple of minutes a day to tune into your breath and get out of that space in your head, it just amazingly creates so much space in your life. And, you know, if you don't meditate or you don't have a regular practice, I definitely recommend trying it out. There are a number of ways that you can do it, but it doesn't have to be anything complicated. One thing I just like to do sometimes during the day is really just stop and focus on my breath. I take a few deep breaths in and out and just focus on how that feels in my body and focus on how it feels to, you know, have that deep inhale and then that exhale. And that it really can be as simple as that. So meditation is a great way to make space. And journaling is a great way to listen for guidance. And what I've been doing over the summer is really deepening my kind of intuitive journaling practice. Again, like meditation, there's a million ways that you can use journaling as a tool to receive guidance and, you know, deal with things and heal things. But for me, what I've been doing is I've been starting with a blank page in my journal every day, and I've been asking myself, how do I feel today? How do I feel today? And then I just get everything out. I don't think about it. I don't edit it. I just let it flow onto the page and, you know, just get out whatever's going on for me. And then once that's done and I've kind of cleared all of that crap out onto the page, I then ask myself, what do I need to know today? And it sounds a bit weird having this conversation with yourself, but really be open to it and do try it, because what comes out of it can be really amazing and really insightful. And, you know, I've read a couple of the things that kind of came out for me earlier in the summer. I've read those out to you today, and it's really come from using this journaling method, this journaling practice. So ask yourself, what do I need to know today? And then just write whatever comes up for you. And, you know, if you need to keep digging, keep asking yourself the question. So what do I need to know today? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, what else do I need to know? What energy do I need to bring today? Who do I need to be today? You know, ask yourself these questions and really start to get into that habit of tuning into all the inner wisdom that you already have. Because 9 times out of 10, we already know everything that we need to know. It's just about accessing that knowledge, because we get so caught up in everything else that's going on, and we're so in our heads that it's all about dropping out of our head and into our heart and listening to what's going on for us there. So those are a couple of practices that you can use to do this. And the other thing is just ask yourself, what is most important to you? And are you in alignment with that? Is the action that you're taking, is the thing that you're pushing for, the thing that you're striving towards, in alignment with what's most important to you? And is it the right time for you to be pushing and striving and swimming upstream? Or is it actually better for you right now? Is what you really need right now deep in your soul to just take that step back and to let yourself be led and to just let things flow? And since I've kind of dropped into this space and I really trusted and I really surrendered, and I think those are words that I've used so much in the past, and yeah, I think I never really fully understood the depth of what it means to trust and surrender and be in flow until kind of more recently over the summer period. And since I've started to do that, as I say, I've just been led to, you know, go down new paths, and I've met new people and I've had great experiences, and I kind of wake up every day feeling like everything is so fully aligned to who I am that I'm just bursting to share that and to put that energy out into the world with other people, you guys. So that's it for today. I hope that you found this useful. It's kind of built on the blog post that I shared earlier in the week, which was built on the email that I shared out to my list, because this is something I've been working through and kind of exploring quite a bit. And I just really wanted to share that with you, because often I think if I'm experiencing something, you guys tend to be as well. It tends to really resonate with you. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and I will be back again next week. I hope that you have a beautiful week. Bye for now.